She's a very well-known entertainer. Nevo Sheehan stars in Gate Crash, Not Again, and more. But there's a lot more to her than performing with a band. Nevo Sheehan, welcome indeed to Valley FM.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having me. It is a real pleasure to be here. And yes, I come wearing lots of hats today, like always. You know me, I like to have my finger in lots of pies. Yeah, I can't wait to have a chat with you today and talk a little bit more about what's going on.
Because we've known each other for quite a few years, haven't we?
Quite a number.
One way or the other.
Yeah, it must be 15.
It must be.
Yeah, my very first concert here, my very first appearance was a stone's throw from your home.
Ah.
Yes, it was in the bar just across the road that I spotted as I came driving into this area. And I thought, oh, I recognise that place. So that was a very long time ago, Bob.
So briefly, how did you end up in this little part of Spain?
Briefly?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, we're going to be here all day. How did I end up here? Well, I was living in Catalonia in the north of Spain, and I just wanted a little bit warmer climate. And so I travelled down south, and I came on an adventure down the N332 to see what spots along the way I like. I found Denia, fell in love with it more or less instantly, and decided, myself and my husband and my bump in my belly, decided that we liked it here and we stayed. And I think I've been in this area now, would it be 18, 19? No, it'd have been almost 20 years, my friend. 20 years I've been here.
That's interesting, actually. You and me both. Yeah,
Lord.
I arrived here September the 1st, 2004.
And it seems like a blink of an eye.
Flies by,
it does it? Indeed. That does when you're having fun.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Now, obviously we know you from the musical side of things, because we've seen you regularly on the stage around these parts. Where did that music business start for you?
That was a needs must. Very simply, when I was working in Ireland and I had a proper job, shall we say, I was working in, the rat race. I was in software development. I was working in the centre of Dublin City. I was doing the horrendous commute in and out every day. Lovely house, lots of nice things in my house and earning a good wage. And I kind of felt a bit soulless. The whole thing was a bit empty. So I decided to see if I could approach life differently. And I walked away from my career and my life in Ireland, and I came to Spain and realized very promptly that I needed a way to earn a living out here. And I started singing. Had never done it before. And it just was, like I said, needs must. How am I going to earn a living out here? There aren't that many opportunities for somebody who doesn't speak fluent Spanish. And obviously the career that I'd had before, I didn't want to continue with that. So met a few people who knew how it worked and jumped on that bandwagon. And I've been doing it for a very long time now and enjoying it still. I work with some fantastic musicians and I've got some really great projects on the go. And I don't imagine that I'll ever stop. But, you know, one likes to subsidize one's income with other means. And so, like I say, I have a couple of other fingers in pies that we can talk about. One of which is my focus and my work on lifestyle and helping other people with their lifestyle changes to kind of improve their way of living. And so that's where my project Walk Your Way Well was born from, this desire to help people help themselves like I did 5-6 years ago when I started to actually take my health into my own hands and really make some changes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a pause then and play our first piece of music today. Your choice. Is there one song in your repertoire or one song that you can sing or enjoy singing that is special?
There's so many. I'll give you a choice of two.
Okay.
And you can decide which is more appropriate for the radio. How about that? I love singing Creep by Radiohead.
Right.
And I also love singing Zombie by the Cranberries.
So Nevo Sheehan, our guest here on Valley FM, we're talking about, well, the meaning of life, the universe and everything, really. We've mentioned the early days. Here you are from Ireland in Spain, working all this time, doing the singing and appearing in various. How many bands are you actually in?
Oh, how many hands have I got? Let's see. How many fingers on how many? No, I have Gate Crash, yep, which is my big band. We are five or six members, depending on if we have the saxophone join us. And that's basically a party, fiesta, festival, wedding band. I also have Not Again, which is a duo or trio, depending on if we bring our drummer along. And that is with the incredibly talented Adam Daniels. Again, that's kind of acoustic versions and a bit of eclectic acoustic, we say. I really enjoy that combination as well. It's good fun. And I have another project called Pixie Sticks, which is three girls, and we do our take, our version on some very well-known pop hits or rock hits, but they do have quite an interesting slant in that we've got three female harmonies, a ukulele and guitar. It's, some people would say, sweet, which is not a word people apply to me very often, actually, Bob, so I'll take it.
But not necessarily sweet, I think possibly dynamic for sure. I mean, you do like to get a lot of stuff done, don't you?
I do like to get a lot of stuff done. Life, from what I can gather, from what people say, is very short. So I don't really want to dilly-dally, you know. I want to do as much as possible and squeeze as much enjoyment and fulfillment as I can possibly get at my shot at it. And therefore, when new ideas come along, I don't sit on them. I embrace them and I do them. It was about 5 years ago, and I decided it was time to do a little break from alcohol because I was getting fat. I probably was a bit fat, and I was fed up. I couldn't fit in my clothes, and I was just lethargic and tired and quite anxious, and there was things going on that I wasn't very pleased with in my life. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little 28-day challenge, take a break from the booze, and see if I can shift these kilos. So about 3 weeks into this challenge, about 21 days in, I realized I couldn't wait for day 29. So I could crack open a bottle of wine. And that got me thinking, I'm not really sure if I have a healthy relationship with alcohol, you know. This 28-day challenge hasn't changed much, has it? And I hadn't lost any weight. So I decided to go for 90 days. So I took on this 90-day challenge without alcohol. Now, this for me was this was unheard of, Neve without red wine. You know, who the hell is this person? But I stuck with it for 90 days. And I have to say, around about 60 days in, I felt a massive shift in my psyche, in my health, in my level of clarity. My anxiety had gone. My sleep was fantastic. It was back. I started to lose weight. My skin was better. Everything just seemed brighter and calmer and more beautiful. Sounds like an epiphany, but it really was. So that was 5 years ago, and I have not had a drop of alcohol since. I do miss it occasionally, as you would, because it's very intrinsic to how we live our lives. But I have become accustomed to just living this booze-free life, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. Now, about 5 years ago when I did this, as part of this giving up alcohol, I felt like I had won the time lottery. And what do I mean by that? Well, I'd spent so much time drinking that now I had all this spare time on my hands. What am I going to do with myself? So I started walking. So in the evening, when it was 1 o'clock and time to crack open a bottle of wine, I'd go for a nice walk. And that for me became a real salve and a distraction and a means of taking my mind off, you know, what I was missing out on, what I thought I was missing out on with not drinking. Walking became a huge part of my life, and I became very connected with nature, much more connected with myself, and I met lots of other people walking too. So I just felt this massive connection. And this is where this Walk Your Way Well was born. It's something very personal to me. And I started to think I'd like other people to enjoy this bliss, to really realize the benefits of nature, to get fitter, to feel better, to feel stronger, and to learn about how life is ever so precious. And you can do that by simply exercising and walking in nature. So Walk Your Way Well came about, and I've been doing walks with Walk Your Way Well with groups of people for 3 years and loving it.
You see, now, from my point of view, as somebody who's very nearly 70 years of age, who hasn't walked an awful lot, to be fair, I'm just thinking to myself, is this the ideal place to do walking? Because there's lots of hills and all sorts of other bits and pieces, aren't there, to do this?
Well, you don't have to run up the hill, Bob. You know, you have to do what's within your capability. And this is what I often say to people, you don't have to climb Everest tomorrow. You know, there's no rush. At the end of the day, I think the most important thing is allocating time to your fitness and to stop with the excuses of, I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to walk. I don't have time to do yoga. Of course, you've got time. There's 24 hours in the day. And if you can't find the time to look after yourself, you're doing something drastically wrong. So when you say, yes, there's a lot of hills here, go up them slowly. You know, nobody's telling you you need to get up there in the next 15 minutes. But walking is an amazing way to clear your head. And for you especially, you're in a studio, you're indoors, and we're not designed to be in these concrete boxes 24 hours a day, you know. We're humans, but we're also animals, we're beasts, we're creatures. We love nature. It's where we're actually most comfortable. And so get out into nature at your own pace. If the hills are too brutal for you, maybe jump in the car and take yourself to the beach where it's nice, flat, have a nice walk by the coast, you know. But at 70 years of age, if your legs are still working and they're still attached to your body and they still go one in front of the other, my suggestion would be get out there and enjoy it, you know. There's nothing stopping you apart from yourself.
We will take a quick pause and play another piece of music, come back with some more from Niamh in just a moment. So, Valley FM, Niamh O'Sheehan is our guest. We've talked about walking and exercising and various other bits and pieces. One of the organisations, which is why you and I have come together again after all this time, is Cancer Care Javier. You're well involved in all of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm involved with Cancer Care Javier. I find them to be such an amazing community service. The nursing facilities and the nursing service they offer in the community is amazing to not just patients who are suffering from cancer, but also the carers involved, the families, the friends. So the support they offer in the community is phenomenal. I started working with Cancer Care Javier in my spare time. Oh gosh, it must be 3 years ago. And it was actually a walking event. It was their Moon Walk, which is a wonderful event in November. We walk 5 kilometres and we fundraise for the charity. They're very dependent on donations to be able to provide the services that they do. And I came up with this brainwave because March is UK Men's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. That wouldn't it be wonderful if we started talking about men's health? Because I don't think it's something we talk about enough. Us women, we've no problem sitting around over a cup of coffee, a cup of tea or a glass of wine, chatting our heads off about our ailments or lack thereof. Men, on the other hand, it's not really their favourite topic of conversation. But men have to talk about their health, they have to think about their health, and they have to tackle their health. So yeah, this month we're running a campaign where 10 amazing men have signed up to tackle their health in some shape or form. So what these 10 men are doing is they are pushing themselves slightly outside their comfort zone, each with their own challenge to try to improve their health and to create awareness around men's health and to get sponsorship for Cancer Care Javier. So what started out as a tiny idea has grown into something quite phenomenal. We're really excited. The 10 men are doing fantastic. The communication between the 10 men has been wonderful, which is great to see. It's lovely to see men talking about it and sharing how they're doing and sharing their concerns. And you're one of those men, aren't you, Bob?
I am. This is one of those weird and wonderful sort of hand of fate moments, I think, because I went to the doctor for the regular checkup. You know, if you're on a prescription, he wants to see you every year, just make sure. I was already 6 months late and he told me off for that. And he looked at me and he said, how much exercise do you get? And I said, none. And he said, right, walk for half an hour every other day from here on in. Then I met Niamh and she told me about this thing. And before I knew where I was signed up. So I thought, right, I shall walk every day.
Yes.
I mean, it's not an awful lot, but when you haven't done anything for all this length of time, it is actually quite a major thing, isn't it, to suddenly get out there and do stuff.
It is incredible. And what you're doing is, and I'll tell you, this is one of the secrets to wellness and fitness, in my opinion, it's consistency. It's fine to go to the gym once in a while, but that's not going to change your life. And it's okay to have a hike, you know, once a month or once every 3-4 months with some friends, but that ain't going to bring a higher level of fitness. It's consistent movement. It's deciding to carve out time every single day when for years you've been saying, I don't have time to go for a walk. Now, you know, I don't believe you. I know you have time to go for a walk. And I know that you need to prioritize yourself and prioritize those moments. Does it matter if it's 10 or 15 or 20 minutes? No. What matters is that you're making time, you're prioritizing yourself, you're realizing your worth and your value and how important your health and fitness is. So I am absolutely thrilled to have you on board. And I don't think you need to go and do 40 minutes and climb up hills. I won't push you that far. But just get outdoors, stretch your legs, do what you can, but do it every day if you can. And this is an amazing challenge because it is a demonstration to other men that even Bob, who is super busy in the studio and helping with all the shows that go on, he can make the time. And so therefore, I think you can too. Whatever man is listening today, I know you're busy. I know you're tied up with work and I know you've got family commitments and I know this is coming up and the other's coming up. But yes, I'm certain you can find some time to get out and stretch your legs.
Well, the interesting thing that struck me is you often notice stuff briefly when you're driving around, but when you suddenly walk around, particularly what is your own hometown, which is what I've been doing, you spot the, I didn't know that. I saw a sign on what looked like a small factory unit saying Orba Sombreros. What? Okay, I didn't know that. Anyway, I mean, it is nice to be able to do that. We'll come back and chat some more in a moment. Niamh Ashi and our guest here on Valley FM. It is Valley FM. Good day to you. Bob James with you here, our special guest, Niamh Ashi. And one of the things that we're going to be looking forward to in the not too distant future is a regular visit. What have you got in mind?
I would love to come in once a month, Bob, and talk to you about everything and anything to do with lifestyle change that you and me and your listeners can implement to improve their quality of life. I have had, you know, several lifestyle changes over a period of time, and they've led me to a place where at an older age, and I'm not ancient, but I'm healthier now than I ever was in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s, and in my 40s. So I'm doing really well, and it's just due to a series of small lifestyle changes. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to come in and launch the Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab with you. And I'm happy to talk about anything and everything, whether it be hydration, whether it be what you're eating, how you're exercising, how you're sleeping, whether it be relationships or whether it be your hobbies, achievements, anything at all that we can introduce into our life and our lifestyles to make us feel better and healthier and happier. I call it learning to live the limitless life that we love. And I'd love to hear from any listeners who have specific ideas that they'd like to talk about when it comes to lifestyle or lifestyle change. And you won't have much to say, Bob, because as you've probably noticed, I do have that gift of the gab. And I can sit here for a very long time talking about anything and everything to do with you and me and everybody else taking care of themselves a little bit better.
You see, the thing that worries me about all of this, dear listener, I can imagine that I am going to be in all sorts of trouble. You need to do this, and what do we need to do? I mean, if you were to look around at society, particularly, I mean, let's face it, most of the folks that live here on the northern coast of Blanca are that little bit older. If there's one thing that you could suggest that we should do to make our life better, what would it be?
The one thing that led me to the place where I am today was quitting alcohol. However, I would suggest that quitting alcohol for me gave me awareness. And I think that's what we need, is we need to open our eyes and be a little bit more aware of our value, of our worth, and this one beautiful, precious life that we've been given. And I think we spend too much time rushing about and burying our heads in the sand and being distracted by things that aren't important, like work or like social occasions that we may not even want to go to, when really we need to sit quietly and just be aware of how very, very important and precious we are. So awareness is very important. That's the one thing we need to inject ourselves with, is the awareness of our health. And when we have the awareness, then we'll realize where we're making mistakes. And that's when we can chat about it and we can find ways of making adjustments and tweaks and changes to improve our situation.
I think we're looking forward to these sessions. Okay, let's put you on the spot here. You will be back in the not too distant future to do the first of these. Where are you going to start?
Oh, that's a very big question, because there's so many areas I could talk about. Should we start with walking?
Okay.
Will that be an easy one?
Well, it would be, yeah, because, it is an important thing. It's a thing that I'm doing. And I suppose it's one of those things, Sarah, who does the Hiss House show on a Thursday evening, she's always got her bit counter and she's counting steps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is obviously her thing, and some of these people are very keen on these, was it Fitbits
or an Apple Watch or a smartwatch. Right, that's where we're going to take our next chat. We're going to take our next chat on the Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab about walking, movement, steps, and how to incorporate that into your incredibly busy life or into your very mundane, quiet life. But I have loads of tips and ideas around walking and how it can be of benefit to you. Like I say, we don't all need to go and do HIIT classes, and we don't all need to run marathons. We can do it easily by just stepping outside our front door and enjoying the beautiful surroundings that we have been gifted with.
Fantastic. All right, Niamh, we shall look forward to seeing you in the next week or two. And as I say, whether we shall still be in the middle of this walking challenge or not, I don't know. But
yes. Well, before we sign off, listen, everybody, if you do happen to see Bob out and about walking around his village in the coming weeks during this Men's Health Awareness Month, please give him a pat on the back or beep your horn, because he needs the support. He's doing a fantastic job and he is fundraising for Cancer Care Javier, so you can throw your loose change at him as well while you're at it.
Splendid idea. Niamh, look forward to seeing you in the not too distant future.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.